News Talk 1110 KBNE News Time is 5 minutes after five on a Tuesday. Kind of cloudy, kind of snowy, but it's still winter time. Let's see. Kelly Blyer's in the newsroom, ready to go with Central Oregon News. And it's brought to you by Miller Ford Madras. Find out why vehicles are cheaper in the country right now at MillerFordMadras.com. There's something special here. Now from the largest radio news staff east of the Cascades, here's Kelly Blyer with live local news on News Talk 1110 KBND. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Thanks, Dennis. If you thought the weekend storm was bad, hold on to your hats. Mark Thibodeau with the Weather Channel says the off and on snow we're seeing is about to get heavier.
Winter storm warning continues until 10 o'clock on Wednesday, and I really think the worst of the weather is going to be starting up in the wee morning hours and then lasting through the daytime on Wednesday and then improving into tomorrow night. But again, snow accumulations could be heavy, anywhere from 6 to 12 inches of snow, the way it looks out of this one. The heaviest amounts, of course, are going to be in the typical spots.
Thibodeau says the temperatures won't warm up much either, and that means roads will be icy. Also, he says the winds will cause some drifting snow, so he cautions drivers to beware. The Oregon unemployment rate continues a downhill slide, reaching 8.8% for January, down from 9.0% in December. But economist Nick Balachek warns that escalating gas prices could complicate the picture.
There's a lot of things in the economy that are up in the air, especially there's a lot of concern with the rising gas prices. And with uncertainty like that, we could go either way.
The Oregon economy gained a strong 5,400 jobs in January, mostly in the private sector. By the way, if you count discouraged or underemployed workers, the so-called U6 unemployment rate in Oregon is 17.1%. Oregon lawmakers hope a new bill will give some hope to the unemployed. 1110 KBND's Jeff Kirsch reports.
Portland Representative Jefferson Smith says SB 1548 prohibits employers from running job ads that say applicants must currently be employed.
In this climate, it just doesn't make sense for employers or hiring mills to post ads saying that the unemployed need not apply.
Hood River Republican Mark Johnson says it gives some comfort to long-term jobless, but little else.
There's nothing that I can perceive in this piece of legislation that will create one more job opportunity in the private sector.
Violators would face up to a $1,000 fine. The bill heads to Governor Kitzhaber's desk after clearing both chambers. In Portland, Jeff Kirsch, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Two foreclosure bills have stalled in the Oregon House. State Representative Jason Conger of Bend says the foreclosure bills that came over from the Senate were too narrow. He says in the House they tried to make the two bills broader, but now talks between the two parties have broken down.
This issue has become a political issue, not a policy issue, and that's what is really unfortunate. And the other issue is just that we're going to run out of time. So I'm disappointed again, but I think we'll get another crack at it in 2013.
Congress says they were trying to use money left over from TARP and from the recent settlement with the big banks to have more money help go to struggling homeowners, have a stronger voice in the foreclosure and loan modification process. The number of Americans living below the poverty level continues to increase. 2012 poverty level for a family of four is $23,000. Jason Gettle of the Oregon Center for Public Policy says more and more families continue to struggle. About 15% of the population lives below the poverty line in the U.S.
The first thing that this means is that more people are officially poor since the publication of this data than before that. So that means that more people are eligible for certain government assistance programs that they wouldn't have been eligible for, say, a couple of months ago. But we also want people to realize that these official numbers tend to undercount the real need of people.
In the beginning months of each year, the federal government releases an official income level for poverty, and that sets the levels of many low-income assistance programs. Nearly 100 homeowners in Central Oregon are taking advantage of a new energy efficiency program. The Clean Energy Works Oregon program offers rebates of up to nearly $4,000 to qualified homeowners. Mike Riley with the Environmental Center says plenty of people are signing up.
It's been going great. We have 90 applicants now here in Central Oregon, and our goal for the whole year is 150, so we're making really fantastic progress, and I think it just shows that there really is a lot of value that the program can add to homeowners here in Central Oregon by making their homes more comfortable and really giving them nice protection against the rising costs of energy in our region.
The Clean Energy Works Oregon brings together contractors, financing, advice, and generous rebates for homeowners. Throughout the state, the program has completed almost 1,200 home energy remodels. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.